to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open to texts right now, 844-967-2789. The phone lines for phone calls itself are down, and Luke and Brian are working on a fix, and we should have them up momentarily. So if you want to get a message to me to discuss on the air, 844-967-2789, send a text. Luke will read it on the air. I'll acknowledge you, and then I will respond. Okay, ton of things left to talk about. One of the things that's very puzzling to me, and there's not a lot of things that are at all puzzling to me, but this one is, the word is that Donald Trump is absolutely obsessed with still overturning the election to the point where he is pushing conservative media in private communications to say on mainstream conservative media that the election was stolen. In other words, I'm not just talking about nut jobs. I'm talking about whatever you may think of Fox News. If he thinks he's going to get Chris Wallace to say the election was stolen, he's wrong. Fox News says a lot of stuff, a lot of bad stuff, but they are not stupid enough to say that. And when they did, when they put on commentators, guest commentators who said, for instance, that the Dominion voting machines had been tampered with and there was a back door and all this, they've been sued for over $1 billion. And even then, the Fox commentators themselves didn't say that. They were smart enough not to say that. Now they're claiming First Amendment. They're claiming, well, I just put this guy on and he could say what he wants. Well, no, he can't just say what he wants. If he got on there and said, I want an armed insurrection and I want to kill the government, and they put that stuff on time after time, they're going to get charged too. You got to use some common sense, okay, guys? You got to use some common sense. So the Fox News commentators, especially the more conventional ones like a Chris Wallace, but even the others, having been sued for over $1 billion by Dominion, are very gun shy about saying this kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, I don't think some of them have consciences. I think that Tucker Carlson would say it. I think Sean Hannity would say it. But the rest of them aren't, and the management at Fox isn't stupid. You don't like a $1 billion lawsuit. You just don't like it. Even if you think you're going to win it, you don't like it. The attorney's fees are high. Usually they settle. It's a lot of money. And money comes from advertising. It's hard to get advertising. They don't like it. So Trump is not going to succeed. He's not going to, for instance, succeed in the Washington Examiner, the National Review, or conservative, Republican-oriented publications to say it. But he's absolutely in a frenzy to do it. He's particularly laser focused on the Arizona recount by Cyber Ninja, QAnon influence group with no experience in audits. And in Georgia, for instance, where the judge ordered that ballots and voting machines be turned over to a guy, just a guy, who now is advertising, I think, on Craigslist, hey, is there anybody out there who knows how to do an audit? And this guy gets original ballots? Come on. And in Arizona, they turn over original ballots and voting machines. And the Secretary of State says, you might as well throw them out. We're not going to use those voting machines again. Maricopa County, you're going to have to go back in and buy millions of dollars worth of new voting machines. Judges are just turning this stuff over. Judges with Republican inclinations. What? The lawyers haven't found out there's an appeals court? They haven't found out that there's a Supreme Court or a Circuit Court of Appeals. And then if the fix is still in, they haven't heard that there's a U.S. Supreme Court that issues emergency orders sometimes on 2 hours notice, like in death penalty cases. Come on. What kind of lawyers do they have out there? But what really, really is puzzling is how a guy like Trump, you know, people say Trump is dumb. Trump isn't dumb. There's nobody that was ever elected president of the United States who was dumb. They're dumb like a fox. I don't care if they're intellectuals or any of that. That's a lot of baloney. Why do you want to? The only real intellectuals we've ever had in the presidency are people like Thomas Jefferson, somebody like Bill Clinton, one of the smartest guys who was ever in the presidency. But they also had political ability to get elected. But none of them were dumb. Trump is dumb like a fox. And so why he doesn't, for instance, realize that he's not going to overturn this thing. But if he wants to run in 4 years, just say, well, I don't like what happened because the Pennsylvania Supreme Court extended the deadline to send in absentee ballots, which the legislature hadn't approved. And somebody would say, well, yeah. And then that went up to the U.S. Supreme Court to see if they had the power. And they said they did have the power. So we're government of laws, not of men and women. And at some point, you've got to follow the law. So you have that kind of dialogue, but not this nutty stuff. I think what's really driving it is fear of prosecution by Trump. He knows that if he's still president, or it looks like he's going to become president again, that is kind of a spokes the wheels. I mean, at some point, judges, juries, prosecutors start getting a little wary about it. If they look on him as a guy who is a brief meteor in the sky, flamed out, a comet, and that somehow he managed to get into the presidency and he's out now, they may well indict him in New York. I think they will, in Manhattan. And he's looking, if you're indicted on financial fraud, there are sentencing guidelines. He will get a minimum. Even if they give him the minimum, and there's hundreds of millions of dollars at stake in what he did, but even if they give him the minimum, it'll be a couple of years. A couple of years in the slammer. And there are what are called gentlemen's prisons. There's one in Danville, Connecticut. They have tennis courts. They have tennis courts. You have to reserve the court. One of them has a deli. You know, you get hungry in the middle of the afternoon, you go up to the deli, you have an account. Somebody puts some money in. You say, I'd like a ham and cheese sandwich and a milkshake. So, but it's still a jail. It's still dangerous. It's still dangerous. It can be low security. He doesn't want to go there. The ignominy of being the only president of the United States who went to prison. The only way Richard Nixon avoided it was being pardoned by Gerald Ford. He's desperate. And so anything to throw sand in everybody's eyes, to stick a spoke in the wheels and throw them off the bicycle or the motorcycle. I mean, this is what he's doing. But he is obsessed with the fringes. And the thing is that nobody, even Moscow Mitch, even Kevin McCarthy, nobody but maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, maybe Mo Brooks or Gomer or Gosser or people like that, but very few, very, very few in their hearts believe any of this or believe that it can be overturned. Very, very few of them. But I'll tell you ones that do. You know, the Arizona recount, Cyber Ninja. There's a Pennsylvania state senator named Doug Mastriano. He paid over $3,300 to charter buses from Pennsylvania to send people down to the January 6th insurrection. I think they should criminally charge him. $3,300 to send buses down to join the insurrection. Now, he will say, to avoid prosecution, he'll say, presumably he already has if he was asked, well, First Amendment, I just thought it was a demonstration and blah, blah, blah. I physically didn't go in. And he'll wiggle off. He'll wiggle off. But this is a state senator, a Republican. Well, it was just announced he's going down to the Cyber Ninja audit in Arizona with two other Pennsylvania legislators. And we're talking Pennsylvania here. We're not talking Alabama. I mean, Pennsylvania is an eastern state around Philly, and it's a Midwestern state as you get to Pittsburgh. Culturally, it's very, very similar to the upper Midwest. And can you imagine three Wisconsin Republican legislators? Come on. Luke is wiggling his thumbs. Luke, do we have a text?
Yes. We got Dan from Madison texting in with a question for you. So his question is, if or when the Republicans split into Trumpicans and classic Republicans, are you worried that classic Republicans will be moderate enough to steal moderate Democratic voters and then leaving the Democratic Party as a far left party? That's what's on Dan's mind.
That is a really good question. And frankly, I think that would be a good dissertation topic for somebody in grad school. And I'm going to give you the nickel version of my view of it, having been the chairman of the Democratic Party and having been a candidate for office. It's a good insight. What if, you know, you have the Trumpies and the classicists, and the classic guys are a guy like Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, say George W. Bush, Jeb Bush, you know, people like that, the business community, and they have money. They have money. And then the Trump types are, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, Nunez, Gomer Gossert, and all that. They already have functionally split in a way because you just see it in the suburban vote. You see Waukesha, Ozaukee County, and in around Milwaukee, a lot of affluent people, a lot of professionals, a lot of lawyers, doctors, executives, and so on. And the Republicans are slowly losing voting share there. People, they are not going to put up with this. So, yes, I do think that eventually the Republican Party is going to split. And I think you're seeing the start of it now. And I also think, quite frankly, the Democratic Party is in danger of that, because you have the squad on one side. You have Ilhan Omar on one side. You have Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley, Cori Bush, Rashida Tlaib. And the people in the center of the Democratic Party are not going to put up with the stuff they say. They simply are not. We're not a socialist party. We're not an anti-Semitic party. That, if that trend continues, the question is, well, do moderate Democrats and moderate Republicans join in a new sort of center-right, center-left party, and then you're left with a Trump party and a squad party? Now, that's not going to happen in 2022. That's not going to happen in 2024. But if you were a history teacher 100 years from now writing a paper, you would be talking about the start of the calving of the iceberg. Just like in Antarctica, a huge iceberg will break off, calving they call it, like a calf being born to a cow from the main iceberg. And that is happening. That's happened with the Whigs. Who ever heard of a Whig? Do you know who a Whig is? It has an H in it. It's not a wig on your head. It's W-H-I-G. Back in the 1840s, Martin Van Buren was a Whig. 1840s and 50s, the Whigs, and everybody thought, these guys are really weird, and they have a weird name. And so they merged, and a lot of them went into the Republican Party, and then you had Republicans and Democrats. This stuff doesn't last forever. Dan, thank you very much for calling, texting in. It does not last forever. Why doesn't it last forever? Because interests change, people change, immigration, and a lot of other things. You know, I'm different, I'm sure, from my great-great-grandparents and what they believed about politics. So what? Thanks a lot. Great question. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. Two texts. 844-967-2789. Our team, Luke and Brian, are working on the phone itself. A lot more back after the break.